This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and of course this is hour number two. And hour number two is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now, I've already got one project. It's still in motion, by the way. The gun sight scout rifle project is still in motion because we haven't taken this gentleman out and shot it yet. Man, JT and I got to get on the ball. But now the new project is the Remington 870 Shotgun Rescue, which will be a joint venture by Ace Firearms, who's going to handle the finish and getting rid of all the, you know, refurbishing the metal parts, and the stock by Boyd's Gun Stocks. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Recently we had 2,500 people, 2,500 medical students and healthcare professionals at over 30 leading medical centers held events on Monday urging the public to treat gun violence as a public health crisis, according to the Mercury News. The events were part of Scrubs Addressing the Firearms Epidemic, or SAFE, a nonpartisan action co-founded by Stanford's professor of medicine, Dr. Dean Winslow, a Republican, and fourth-year medical student, Sarah Beth Spitzer, a Democrat. Holy moly, this is bipartisan. Winslow is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and flight surgeon who was deployed six times to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, surely to God, he knows what he's talking about. Don't get me wrong. Dude's a military veteran. I respect that. Dude was a military officer, field grade. I respect that immensely. Dude wants to come here and tell us how we should live. You lose me there, pal. Your service to the country notwithstanding, you lose me there. You're going McCain-esque on me. At Stanford, some healthcare professionals spoke about the health risk associated with guns, the gun epidemic, whatever that is, and trauma care. You know, an epidemic is something that's like spreading beyond any control. Whereas to buy a gun is a very deliberate action, which I, whenever they use the term epidemic, well, that makes you think about, you know, like one of these viruses, like in plague or what's the other one? Contagion, one of these, you know, or one of these zombie things that's happening, right? At the University of California, San Francisco, shocker, two panels discussed California's firearms laws and recommended ways to talk to patients about firearm access, safety, and risk. According to Spain, who is Spain? I don't know. According to Spain, it's difficult for medical professionals to get involved in the gun debate because of the political nature surrounding firearms. No, it isn't difficult, doctors, for you to get involved in the gun debate. It's just none of your doggone business. When I come to you, if I have a cold or, you know, if I'm having something happening with my heart again or something like that, that's got nothing to do with a gun. And if guns were going to determine my health and it was going to be bad, I'd be dead. But see, they're trying to characterize this like they would, say, I don't know, an STD. I don't know who's being quoted here, but they're saying if this were any other public health problem, we wouldn't stand for it. But it's such a hot-button political topic that we lose the ability to talk about it, Spain told the Mercury News. We've been a little slow. We're politically adverse. Our mission is educational research. This is advocacy. Medical associations and groups have become involved in the gun control debate. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Physicians, and the American Medical Association are just a few who've thrown their hat into the arena, which is about the same thing as Nancy Pelosi working on your health care, in my opinion, to be honest with you. In addition to their events, I said offense, didn't I? That wasn't a Freudian slip. I was just thinking out loud. In addition to their events, SAFE is partnering with Affirm Research, a nonprofit corporation comprised of healthcare leaders and researchers who seek to end the epidemic of gun violence through research, innovation, and evidence-based practice. Good luck with that one. I have done my own research on this. Now, if you want to end gun violence, you can do one of two things. You can go into these inner cities where the Democrats have been in charge for a long time and depose them and put some Trump-esque leaders in charge and let them build out some economic opportunity, some educational opportunity, and let them reaffirm the family structure. If you do that, that will go a long way to it. In the meantime, you're going to have to go in there and clear out the current crop of people that's in there, which is going to mean some gunplay, which none of you have any sort of stomach for. There is no innovation. Innovation is code speak for smart guns. We want smart guns. We want Judge Dredd stuff. We want 007 stuff. And whatever evidence-based practice is, which I guess that's where they're going to get out there and give us a third degree because they're gods. The partnership they're describing is designed to help bridge the gap in what's missing in medical and nursing school curriculums. According to Spitzer, medical professionals are taught how to talk to patients about diet, exercise, smoking, seatbelts, and various other topics, but firearms aren't on the list. Now, listen, would you talk to a police officer about a firearm? Because that's a police officer carries a firearm to protect his life while he's out there executing his duty, which is to enforce the law. And in doing so, he may run up against some people that want to break the law so bad they're willing to kill him to do it. So that's why he carries a gun. I carry a gun only as a defensive tool. No one has anything to fear from me. As a matter of fact, I seem on the outside much more pacifistic than I really am, but I am that way because I am carrying a gun. Spitzer says, but there's nothing in the curriculum about firearms. How can we answer patients' questions? This is critical for physicians to be able to reduce the injuries from firearms. They held a class on gunshot wounds. Spain said they would reiterate the following points. Bullets don't travel in a straight line once they enter the body. If the tip of the bullet explodes, it rips everything apart. It's pretty devastating. If there's one bullet hole, it's impossible for doctors to know if it traveled up, down, or side to side. Doctors have to guess which way they believe the bullet traveled. Doctors are facing enormous odds when they try to save a patient suffering from a gunshot wound. Most notably, the doctors want people to know that semi-automatic firearms should not be in the hands of the average citizen. And there you have it. Of course, every police officer carries one of these. And they are average citizens, by the way. Police officers are average citizens with extraordinary training. And everybody I know carries a semi-automatic. Carried one myself today. And that makes me extraordinary, I guess, in their, semi-automatic. And that's where we're getting to the beef up. They want to ban semi-automatic rifles because they're bad. Even though, you know, this pump shotgun that I have being rebuilt right now, that is more devastating round per round than any centerfire gun I have. It's more devastating than the .308 Scout. It's more devastating than the .556 Spikes. It's more devastating than any of the 9mm. It's more devastating than the .45 Nighthawk. But knowing that means you can't ban any guns, right? Yeah. That's what it's about. Anyway, just a little musing, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Capitol Hill Democrats and the broader body of leftists around the nation have made it clear that there are two acceptable outcomes for the Kavanaugh nomination to the United States Supreme Court. Either Kavanaugh is, one way or another, withdrawn from consideration, or the Senate does not produce enough yes votes to confirm, and that's it. They want him gone. I sit here and I wonder sometimes when, you know, I made the comparison to the basketball game that goes on and on and on, that is unwinnable, and we're just trying to delay the inevitable. And the end game is we just don't want to lose any sooner than we have to, right? So what is the Democratic end game here? Let's go crazy, and let's suppose that they are successful in their effort, and Kavanaugh is ultimately removed from consideration to fill Kennedy's vacated seat. Then what? Democrats, you are never, ever going to get what you want. Let me take you back to that moment of great enlightenment when Barack Obama smugly said, following his 2008 electoral victory, "Elections have consequences, and at the end of the day, I won." He went on to tell Republicans, "You don't like a particular policy or a particular president, then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. Push to change it, but don't break it." Do we have, and does this shoe fit on one foot but not the other? What the left ultimately wants is for Trump to nominate the ideological equivalent of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Democrats want to send them for SCOTUS consideration someone who has a lengthy track record of having supported abortion, a demonstrable LGBTQ warrior with multiple rulings in favor of gun control, and a history of being soft on immigration and border security enforcement laws. And guess what, Democrats? That's just not going to happen. Trump won. It's his choice. Should the Democrats succeed in torpedoing the nomination of Kavanaugh, Trump is going to nominate and send to the Senate Judiciary Committee another Brett Kavanaugh. Should they pull some more 11th hour shenanigans to get that nominee booted, he will nominate another, and then another. And there is no one on Trump's list who is also on Jerry Brown's list. The effort to get rid of Kavanaugh began long before an allegation that he once behaved inappropriately as a teenager, before that came to surface. Before a single hearing, before a single question had been asked about his record, how he reached decisions, hypotheticals about cases that could come before the Supreme Court, it started. And the White House simply released his name. And before the man had a chance to get home and take his suit coat off, the wheels were turning to block him. What Democrats truly want is this. We expect bipartisanship when we're in power. We'll kick, scream, and resist to high heaven when we aren't. Kennedy's retirement marks the third Supreme Court vacancy in recent years. Sonia Sotomayor was nominated by Obama in May of 2009. There were no crazed conservatives storming the streets and holding protests or senators giving speeches about how she was going to take away everyone's rights and could not be confirmed. Sotomayor is a committed leftist, as anyone appointed by Obama would have to be. She consistently injected race into her speeches and judicial qualifications by stating that a wise Latina would reach better conclusions than a white male. Imagine the firestorm if Brett Kavanaugh had been found to have said a white male should reach better decisions than a Hispanic woman. Yet, 23% of Senate Republicans voted to confirm Sotomayor. 2 years later, in May of 2010, Obama nominated Elena Kagan, also a committed leftist, as any president of the Harvard Law School would have to be. Having a long history of LGBTQ activism, Kagan is credited with the queering of the Harvard Law School. Kagan's confirmation hearing presented the Senate with a unique challenge, as she had no prior judicial writings because she had never been a judge. As opposed to most Supreme Court nominees who rise through the ranks of the U.S. judicial system as local, state, and then federal judges, Elena Kagan had never served as a judge at any level at any time. She had no written opinions or prior case experience for senators to use in forming an opinion of her judicial disposition or qualifications. Still, 12% of Senate Republicans voted to confirm Kagan. Bipartisanship now has been assassinated by the Democrats. There is no bipartisanship in Congress. There's only partisan struggles. The Senate Democrats appear willing to march in lockstep and do anything and everything in their power to subvert the nomination of Kavanaugh. But if they succeed, then what? Dig up dirt, real or imagined, on the next nominee and hope to 86 him too, and the next one, and the next. Here's a novel idea. This was said by a guy, you know, when Obama won the first election, he was at the peak of his power, as were the Democrats. They were at peak power. They had the House, they had the Senate, they had the presidency, everything was on the table at that point. They could have had gun control. They could have had climate change. They could have had it all. And yet they went all in on Obamacare, which turned out to be a very rough road to hoe, even with all of that power in place. And they sort of squandered a lot of time going after that one, because that was a big one. That was a big one, and you can see how hard it is to get rid of it with these guys. And they put no sunset provision or anything into it, which was a stupid idea. All of these guys need to write a sunset provision into all of these laws simply because they can't repeal any of them. It's not that they can, it's just that they won't. So they need to let it, you know, like the assault weapon ban. That was one that they had a sunset provision. But here's a novel idea opined by the former president. Rather than crying and breaking the system, go out and win some elections. Come back and see me later. Your president put it best. And he was the one that started getting rid of the decorum. I won, and I get what I want. And that's that. Moving on, here's what I want. It was good in 2008. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
The status of a public hearing set Monday into the allegations against Supreme Court Judge nominee Brett Kavanaugh remain in doubt after the lawyers for the woman accusing the judge of sexual misconduct say they want the FBI to investigate the case before the woman will testify. On Wednesday, House Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley said the committee would be more than accommodating.
Where I'm focused right now is doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable with coming before our committee, either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
Cody Wilson is a man who posted how to make plastic guns online with a 3D printer. Well, he's been charged with sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl that he met online. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I got something I'm going to be showing you here soon. You're going to like it. Have you ever noticed that, unlike any other thing in American life, like, Chicago Cubs fans are always Chicago Cubs fans, even though it took them till the modern age to win a World Series. Cleveland Brown fans are still Cleveland Brown fans. I mean, people that watch TV shows stay with that TV show forever and ever and ever, as long as it's on there. And then after it goes off, they watch it in reruns for decades. And people that are long gone and dead are still being watched on TV today. Their movies are still being watched today. We never ever, you know, there might be some things that we don't indulge in as much, but it never ever switches from one thing to another all the time, except for politics. The supposition that we're supposed to have on politics is that whenever there's a Republican president, that we want the Democrats to be in charge. Right? Now, notice, though, we always get these continuous warnings that Republicans are going to get trounced in the midterms this fall. This is the latest thing. Not because of Republican policies, but because people just don't like Trump. Now, we were told that Republicans would get trounced in 2016 because people just didn't like Trump and he would drag the party down. On Monday, there was an article by the Associated Press that pushed the Democrat narrative. It was called Grim Warnings for White House Republicans Ahead of Election. In a post-Labor Day briefing at the White House, a top Republican pollster told, and pollsters, by the way, now, I saw a bunch of polls today, And all of them show the Republicans getting trounced. Okay? Now, I'm not going to start believing them. I didn't believe them before. I'm not going to believe them today. Anyway, he told senior staff that the determining factor in the election won't be the improving economy, won't be the steady increase in job creation. It would be how voters feel about Trump. And the majority of the electorate, including a sizable percentage of Republican-leaning voters, doesn't feel good about the president, according to a presentation from pollster Neil Newhouse that spanned dozens of pages. For Republican candidates to win in swing states, they need all the voters who supported Trump, plus a chunk of those who did not, said Whit Ayers, a GOP pollster. That is threading a very narrow strategic needle. The paradox for Republicans is that most Americans are largely satisfied with the economy, according to numerous surveys, but the party has struggled to keep the economy centered at the center of the election debate. No, that's not true. What you have right now is you have a full-on media assault going on about... Now, notice that all of a sudden what has fallen out of the way, what has fallen out of the news, because it didn't take hold, was that Trump was tearing families apart at the border. That is no longer center stage. Do you notice that? Notice that Stormy Daniels is no longer center stage. Notice that the Russia collusion thing is no longer center stage. We do have Strzok and Page, you know, they're out there saying, well, you know, there never was any, but we knew we had to do something because we just couldn't have this. But what I don't see in any of these predictions out there for the Republican doom is I don't see any actual support for any Democrat policies. Are we supposed to believe that because the Republicans, we're being told the Republicans have failed in their messaging, that now they're clamoring for higher taxes, more regulations, and a more powerful government? See, most of America, no matter what you see the media saying, generally support enforcing immigration law, do not support sanctuary cities and states. I don't believe that most people actually believe that college will be free for that or that socialism is better than capitalism. We were told that if Trump was elected, the economy would collapse, and yet it's growing much faster than anyone said possible. We were told manufacturing jobs were gone for good, and yet there's been growth. And this is all Trump's doing. It happened as soon as he was elected. Trump lowered taxes, reduced regulations, yet we're told Republicans will be slaughtered because people don't like Trump. And that seems illogical since people routinely vote their pocketbook. And their pocketbook is faxed now. Fatter. And we know that Trump won around 85% of the counties in 2016, that Republicans held a 47-seat advantage in the House when the unpopular Trump was on the ballot, that consumer and business confidence have soared, that polls show that Trump's popularity among blacks and Hispanics has risen, which is bad for Democrats, that job opportunities for all races, sexes, and education levels have improved substantially, that median income and take-home pay are rising faster than any time during Obama's 8 years, and yet we're told that things are looking grim for the Republican side. Are people wanting to go back to the Democratic leader like Nancy Pelosi with a big croquet-style mallet and the policies that generated low confidence and low growth? Does this sound logical to anybody out there? But this is the dribble from the stenographers and the media every day as they try to elect Democrats. Other good news that is getting little coverage is that it looks like health care costs will be stable for 2019, even as the Democrats, in collusion with the media and the swamp creatures, said they would soar if Trump and the Republicans got rid of the individual mandate. After Obamacare, 2 years in, Trump is giving people a freedom of choice again, and we are getting a substantial decrease in what things cost. Target also said this week that it is hiring 120,000 seasonal workers this year, 20% more than last year, and that they are also raising pay. Isn't it amazing that the retail sector is doing so well after we heard of their demise, and that they're creating jobs and raising pay and lifting benefits without the socialists telling them they have to? We don't need guaranteed government jobs and income. Capitalism is the best anti-poverty program that ever existed. But then we get this from the AP. For Republican candidates to win in swing states, they need all the voters who support Trump, plus a chunk of those who do not. With all this good news, because of Republican policy, somehow we never get headlines that say grim news for the Democrats. I wonder why. Well, that's because the media, and some of you are out there, well, Bill, you're the media. Well, no, I am talk radio, which we're sort of the anti-media. we're out here trying to, we're the counterpunch to it, and there's more of us than there are of them. And I'm telling you right now, nobody in this country wants the Democrats in charge. They can get out there, well, it's all because people don't like Trump. Who does? No, I want somebody, I can't do it because in the next hour I got a guest. I want somebody to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. If anybody out there has ever been polled about, do you like Trump? If you've ever been polled, because apparently there's a bunch of these polls out there, so statistically thinking, some of you might have. If you've ever been polled, bill@loadradio.com. But you never hear about the Democrats' demise. You never hear about that. I wonder why. Well, actually, I know why. Because the Democrats write the stories. They're in the media, too. They're just all over. It's like the flu. It just never goes away. And it gets harder and harder to get a shot against it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Projects continue on, and I've got one super secret project we got coming up that, if it all comes out, this is going to be great. This is going to be epic. I can't tell you any more than that, but just check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Earlier this year, Bank of America and Citicorp announced plans to restrict doing business with firearm manufacturers and purchasers, which, of course, raised concerns within both the Second Amendment community and among Americans fearing corporate political activism more broadly. They've tried to couch their anti-gun crusading in a way that does not reveal their true intent. But people are policy, and it's not hard to find the real impetus behind these corporate moves. After Bank of America announced it would stop offering services to legally operated American companies, it claimed changes would only affect manufacturers of military-style firearms. This deliberately vague term is used by anti-Second Amendment activists and politicians to incorrectly categorize modern semi-automatic sporting rifles as equivalent to weapons used by armed forces. The military also uses pump shotguns like this Remington 870, 1911s like this Nighthawk Custom, 9mm, you know, like the Glocks and the SIGs and everything else, and handguns, rifles. It also leaves the door wide open for future hostile incursions from the banks. The public face of Bank of America's anti-gun initiative is Vice Chairman Ann M. Finucane. In an interview about its restrictions on firearms manufacturers, Ms. Finucane claimed, "We did it because we felt fear among our employees." Sorry. Despite her feelings on corporate firearm fear, the majority of the bank's workforce appears to be Republican, therefore likely to be Second Amendment supporters. In 2016, Bank of America employees gave to Republican candidates by 58%. Citigroup donations are similar as employees preferred Republicans by 54%, while CEO Michael Corbat did the opposite. both banks were beneficiaries of billions in taxpayer bailouts in 2008-2009 are now leveraging their financial clout to choke off the rights of consumers to purchase legal products. Ms. Finucane, a well-known leftist Democrat, donated $50,000 to the Hillary Victory Fund in 2016 and thousands to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and Act Blue, a financial conduit for the leftist cause and the anti-gun groups. And she is married to the very left-of-center political commentator Mike Barnicle, who you might see on Morning Joe on MSNBC if you actually waste your time watching it. Then there's Google. Recently, they suspended the GunBroker.com app from their Google Play Store. As the primary app platform for Android users, Google is leveraging their near monopoly to foist leftist ideology on the public. And their decision to ban GunBroker.com's app seems yet another attempt for the unelected CEOs to legislate from the boardroom. GunBroker.com is just the latest example of Google's political bias. A video was recently released of Google executives melting down while lamenting Hillary Clinton's 2016 loss. More astounding than their childish and biased political comment was their assumption that everyone in the room agreed with them, prompting one Googler to ask, "Is there anything about the election you think is good?" Google has been accused of creating algorithms that favor the left and ignore the right and was sued for bias against conservative employees. They blew off a Senate request to testify about foreign interference in our elections, possibly as a Republican senator might ask about their own. Gun policy. And, you know, I'm going to be very simplistic about this as I bring this to you. But gun policy is set by the Congress, which means, in essence, it's set by you because we elect the Congress. Laws are passed by us. This extra legislative effort by these boardrooms, they are now, and they're following the Obama model of weaponizing things that are supposed to be innocuous and, you know, just not, you know, benign. They're just supposed to exist. But now they're weaponizing publicly traded capital against lawful gun owners and firearm manufacturers and conservatives. They can restrict legal transactions in part because individuals at the top have a personal political agenda and feel comfortable using assets, employees, and shareholders to create pseudo-legislation that blocks legitimate commerce and harms a law-abiding citizen. Politically connected activists have every right to donate time and money to anti-Second Amendment causes, but public companies should not be co-opted by a fringe minority to foist their worldview on other businesses and consumers. Then for all of the posturing where they're talking about what can we do, what can we do to stop gun violence? What can we do to stop this? What can we do to keep this from happening? And while they're doing all of these policies, like saying, well, we can't do business with you, Franklin Armory. We can't do business with you, Spikes Tactical. While they're doing all of that stuff, they ignore real reasons for gun violence, like mental illness, poverty, and a booming drug trade. It's one thing to spout hollow platitudes about stopping gun violence. If you want to, I mean, the drug trade, if you look at the drug trade, go look at how many people that are in entertainment, just in entertainment. And you can go find these guys because they were semi-famous. Go find out how many people either died due to drug abuse or died inadvertently and committed suicide, so to speak, with drug abuse. Or that drug abuse led to them to, I mean, you know, Chris Cornell completely caught me off guard. And there's a lot of people that think it was because of the drugs he was prescribed. Drug abuse is a scourge. I mean, it's like a plague. But it's one thing, like I said, to spout very hollow platitudes about stopping gun violence. It's another entirely to deal with hard causative issues. And while they're reaching far beyond business models and shareholder obligations, these companies are avoiding root causes. I was somewhere the other day, and I was just getting out of the car, and I think I was going in to buy groceries. This guy comes walking up to me asking for some money. And I told him I had no cash, and he suggested that we go to the ATM. Well, I simply looked at him and said no. Because unbeknownst to him, I was carrying my weapon. I was in a perfect position after he told me that. I readjusted everything I did. And I was basically, I had grocery bags in one hand and my right hand free. So I did not have to worry about him. If these guys have their way, I would not have been in that position. Some people use their size as an intimidating factor. This guy was bigger than me, which is, not saying much because I'm not a big man, but he's still bigger than me. I am not a customer of any of the banks trying to do this, although Bank of America sends me stuff all the time saying, open an account with us and we'll give you $300. If I had given in to this guy, I might have had to have used a Bank of America ATM. And all of these restrictions they're trying to push will have no impact at all on stopping any kind of crime, any kind of mass shootings. We're honest about our need for a weapon of self-defense, and they should be equally honest about their agenda. But they're not going to be. Coming up next is writer Dean Weingarten. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.